Hello and welcome to our Tools for Blood Chemistry Analysis section on the Master Health Tracker. This Master Health Tracker is something that I created to help you keep track of and analyze some of the findings that you get from blood chemistry. It's set up to be able to record multiple years worth of data so that you can track people's results over time. And there's some cool features like the colors of the cells that you put them in change color based on whether you're within the optimal range, whether it's outside the optimal range, but still inside what the lab considers normal or outside the lab normal values. This is something I've been using for a very long time with my own clients and patients, and they love it because they get to see the trends. You're going to love it because you get to see the trends. That's really a big deal. So liver enzymes, let's say, for example, are normal, but they are gradually getting higher and higher, and then they go abnormal. It's an issue that you could have seen early on and being able to support somebody through supporting their liver and finding out what's causing it to create enzymes, what's causing oxidative stress to the liver. So it's a really nice chart and a nice form, and I'm going to show you how to use it. Before I jump right into that, I just want to remind you that everything here is not intended as medical advice. It's not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional. And when you're talking to your clients, patients, regardless of what you call them, you need to make sure that they're aware when you're going through this that it's not medical advice, unless that's the relationship that you have, that you're sitting across from them in a medical environment or doing telemedicine. But for those who are not licensed that way, you can still help people to understand their labs. As you know, you've learned a tremendous amount here. And I want you to have tools that you can use to help to explain it to them in ways that they visually see it. So let's just jump right in and go to the sheet, the Master Tracker. So you're going to find the Master Tracker on the website. If you're on the new site, you're going to go down to Resources. You click on Master Health Tracker. It'll take you to this page. And on this page, there's actually an introduction to the Master Tracker, and there's a bunch of little videos here that you can use. And we keep the Master Tracker up to date. We change it periodically. We add things. We improve on it over time. So this is the latest one. We click on that and it opens up a spreadsheet in Google. You're going to see it say, do you want to make a copy of it? Say yes. It's going to make a copy on your own drive. And it's doing that. It's waiting. It takes some time to do. It's a massive sheet. So there's a lot in here that I don't necessarily use on a regular basis anymore because I've replaced it with, say, Biochanic, where we keep a lot of our records. But there's a lot of charts in here that if you want to use it to keep track of various things related to your clients, you're welcome to. Right now, we're just focusing on the blood chemistry page, and there's an international and a U.S. one, and I will share the U.S. one with you. And I'll show you quickly after that how you could use the international one. So what you're seeing here is there's instructions up here, and it tells green. In older versions of Excel, it might be white, yellow, or orange. And right now you see all the cells are blue. We a little overachieved when I asked the team to help me increase the number of cells because before it was just 4. And sometimes people do multiples and they have multiple years and you want to be able to look at it. So it's a lot. It's a lot. There's ways that you can freeze it. Just look up Google Sheets and how to do that. At the end over here, though, these are possible interpretations. Now, you've just been through the majority of the basic blood chemistry. There's another module further down the road that's on advanced blood chemistry, but you basically can get reminded of what does it mean. Obviously, high glucose could be diabetes, insulin resistance, could be thiamine deficiency, stress, or liver dysfunction. In the next video after this, I'm going to share with you about a blood chemistry software that we're giving you access to. As of the making of this video, you have access to it for 2 full years if you're in the full NEPT program, and for 9 months if you're in just the level one. And that'll give you a lot more interpretations. But I have this here because that's a separate software. And at any point, they could say, hey, we're not going to give it to you for free anymore. I've been buying it, paying for it for years, many years since they first started, I think back in 2012 or 13. They were very kind to allow us to share that to share one of the users that I have in there with you guys as part of the program. So I'm really excited about that. But I wanted you to still have access to this sheet. So you can look here and it just shows you for the various and sundry. And this matches up with what we taught you in the modules. So the way that this works is, say I'm putting in glucose, and there's a little bit of a delay when you first put the very first number in here. I'm not sure why, but then after that, it quick picks up. So you may get impatient and go, wait, it's not working. So if I just put in 85, nice, healthy glucose, right? And I click enter and I wait. There's a delay, like I said, the first time. See, the cell turns green because we know that that's a normal glucose level. And you put the date right here, so you can put in whatever the date might be. Okay, and then we go to the next. I'm just going to show you how this looks when you put it together. Say the next one you do is 125. It turns orange. See how quickly it does it after the first delay one? So 125, we know that's out of lab range even. But let's say it's just say it's 95. It's yellow. It's warning you it's considered within the lab range, but guys, it's not good, and this is something you want to be working with and working on their insulin resistance and helping them with blood sugar balance and all that kind of stuff, which you will learn in our insulin resistance module. Same thing with any of these. But the thing I was saying before, let's just give you an example. Like say somebody has, let's just look at AST or ALT for liver. And these are things you've already learned in the other sections of the course. So if I go to AST, and the optimal range is 10 to 26. And say they're at 12 when you first test them. And then a year later, they're at 16. Still green. But you're going, hey, it could, it's still in the green. I'm not worried about it. But now it's going up to 20. Maybe saying there's something going on with this person's liver, right? There, it's not in the abnormal range yet, but there's something that's stressing this liver. And then you do it the following time that they do it, whether it's a year or 6 months or whatever. Or maybe you say, I want to recheck this in 6 months. And they say it's 25, right? Why, as we are trying to keep these people healthy, why not intervene right now and say, okay, let's see what's going on with the liver and start supporting their liver. Look at, are they eating or exposed to liver toxifying foods, air quality, et cetera, et cetera. Because I don't want to wait until now they're at 28. And most doctors don't even look at that and consider anything problematic until they're at 50. So we are really here for helping people to stay well and to detect things, imbalances early on before they get sick. So this chart will help you tremendously. If you have clients or patients who are very tech savvy, they like spreadsheets, they like to get into Google Sheets, they are going to love this. And you can actually let them do this, let them fill it out for themselves so that it saves you time. So this is an amazing, amazing thing. I wouldn't give them the whole thing. It'll be overwhelming. But you can just basically say, make a copy. Oh, copy to a new spreadsheet. And you can have this, and then you can use it for multiple clients. You don't have to use everything else in here. There may be other things in here. So now it just made a new spreadsheet for you, and you can go there and open that. Make sense? So there's a lot you can do with this. It doesn't have a lot of the advanced stuff. That's something that we have on our to-do list. It does have some of the stuff, like we have, these are responses from some of the Cyrex tests on leaky gut. So some of the stuff's in here, but it's a work in progress. But here's the thing. You're not going to be able to edit mine, but you make a copy of it on your drive. You can edit it. You can add whatever additional markers that you want to it. And let me just show you quickly how to do that if you are a little bit on the savvy tech side. All of these boxes that are white are already pre-coded to have the ideal ranges calculate for you. So for example, if I put in test XYX, you put in how it's measured. Is it nanograms per milliliter? Is it micrograms, milligrams, whatever it is put the unit, and then you just put, what's the minimum? Well, for XYX, we want it to be, the labs say it's okay between 10 and 100. We say it's ideal if it's between 40 and 90. So now if I put in between 40 and 90, I should get a green. So if I put 50, it turns green. If I put in 120, it turns orange. And if I put in 95, it turns yellow. So see, all you have to do is you can use these empties to add whatever additional things you want to add that you're tracking. Maybe you specialize in something. If you wanted to say, oh, I have more that I want to add and I just filled these up. As long as the white's here and then the blue's here, if you just take, like, say I go like this, I can just say I want to add another 10 of them. I say insert 10 above and it makes copies of that. Now, if I just go to any one of these, it's going to do the same. If I put in that the minimum is 10, 100, but the ideal is 40 to 50. We'll see if this works. I just want to make sure it does. So you go, you get it. So now up here, I put in 120. Yep, it seems like it's working. Here I put in 45. It's green. And here I put in 60. It's yellow. So see how easy it is? So you can use this. You should use this to your heart's content. If there's any values on here that you want to use with your clients, edit your master copy of it and then add this stuff to it and then use to make the copies of it to work with your patients or clients. This is a great tool for you. I hope that you use it. I'm just going to quickly show you the international. So say you live in Canada or you have a client that lives in Canada or Europe or wherever. What you do is you basically go in and you put in the unit in their international unit. So say you put in 5.7, it converts it to 102, and that's yellow. Say you put in 4, that's 72. So you can do this in all of these boxes, and you can get the software to convert it for you. It's an extra tool that we're giving you to really play around and use. So you have the lab results international, you have the US. The only other thing related to the labs, when you do thyroids, this was the thyroid scale diagram from Dr. Bruce Rind, and I modified it a bit, but basically it helps you to see if you're dealing with somebody with the T3, T4, and there's a conversion issue one way or the other. You basically, what you do with this is say their TSH is 1.5. You find where that fits. So their TSH 1.5. Well, say their TSH was instead, it was 3.5. You'd put it here, right? Because see this little thing at the bottom is related to where it goes. Now let's say their free T4 is 0.98. Where does that go? Okay, so that goes here, 0.98. Okay, and let's just say their free T3 is 2. Now, these numbers, the T3, some labs will show them as a single, like 2.12. Others will show them at 200. So if you see something go way, that's way off. It's usually because it's just the scale that they're using. So let's just say the free T3 is 215, or you could say if it shows 2.15 on your lab, you would change it to 215. Makes sense? So you put it in like that. Now what you're seeing is that these are not lined up. So high TSH with low T4 and low T3 is usually indicative of what? Hypothyroidism, right? The low functioning. So that's what we see here. These should ideally line up. We rarely see them perfectly line up. But now we look here. You should see the T3 and T4 in a column that aligns, but we don't, right? Maybe you should see the free T3 should be like 260, 280. Remember, the ideal's up here. The ideal's more like the 320. So, you know, and somewhere between, I like the one standard deviation either side. So say you're looking here, you're going, ooh, under conversion. Not enough of that T4 is converting to T3. And you'll learn by addressing the other modules. If you're in just this first level, you won't have access to the complete thyroid module, which is in level 3. But you have access to our client programs in the Empowered Self-Care. So you can go in there if you want to learn more about thyroid and those numbers and what they should be. I think it's just a great idea to go in there and use that stuff. Okay, it'll help you get ahead. And then when you get to the more in-depth practitioner version of that thyroid, you're going to be much more adept at using it. So anyway, this is in your master tracker. There's a whole lot of other things in here. Use it as you wish. That's all I have to say. We'll see you on the next video.